Democracy Concepts presents The Status Quo, the first of an eight-part series that discusses fundamental changes to Ghana's democracy. The music is by Kwame Ray Ellis. Let me ask you, my son, this democracy of ours, is it really good for this nation?
Well, I think...
Wait, let me explain my question. This democracy we've fallen so much in love with, is it really serving the interests of the nation and the needs of our people? Yes, I'm waiting. What do you say? But Grandpa, why this sudden deviation? Your question is completely unexpected.
I know, but go ahead and answer it. Your answer is very important to me.
Well, Grandpa, I think our democracy is serving us fairly well. We are electing leaders of our own choice, and we are doing so freely. There is freedom of association, a free press, and a semblance of the rule of law. What could be better than that? Besides, our democracy has been described as stable for having gone through successful transfers of power from one government to the other. It's only the economy that is not so good. But all told, I think our democracy is okay. Oh, democracy. How it has blinded even the educated. You people think that this democracy is okay, but in reality, we are running around in circles.
Running around in circles? I don't understand.
Listen, I will show you why our democracy is not working for our people, why it needs to change, and the things that must change.
Okay, Grandpa, I'm all ears.
My son, let's consider the office of the President of the Republic. What do you think about that position?
The President?
How do you mean, Grandpa? What is wrong with that position? Our president is freely elected, so what could be wrong with him?
Agreed, but don't you think that the President of the Republic is too powerful?
Grandpa, is that a problem? The President of the Republic needs to be a powerful person. Otherwise, how is he going to govern the nation?
Grandpa, I don't see anything wrong with our president being powerful.
No, I did not say the president doesn't need to be powerful. I said he's too powerful, and that is the problem.
Grandpa, it is a constitutional requirement. The President of the Republic is also the head of state and commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Surely, the Constitution wants our president to be very, very powerful. What can be wrong with that?
My son, surely you know the saying, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, don't you? When you make one person fill the two positions of President of the Republic and the head of state, you create a perfect recipe for abuse of power and political corruption, the kind that plagues our society today.
How is that, Grandpa?
You still don't understand. Can't you see that the president under our current democratic system is too powerful? Look, the President of the Republic can be likened to a giant octopus, possessing a myriad of tentacles that touch every sphere of political and economic activity. That is a recipe for absolute corruption.
Grandpa, you are making things up. I think a powerful president is good for proper control of things in this nation.
Don't worry yourself. Very soon, you will understand clearly what I'm saying to you. You may not agree now, but remember, the first thing that needs to change in this democracy is the overwhelming power of the President of the Republic. In the current scheme of things, we have created a recipe for corruption and abuse of power.
Okay, Grandpa, I hear you.
So what else needs to change in our democracy?
Four more things need to change in this democracy.
Four more things, Grandpa. And which are they?
One has to do with Parliament, my son.
With Parliament? What's wrong with Parliament? Parliament is made up of persons who have been elected to represent the people. What can be wrong with Parliament?
Don't be too excited, my son. You will soon find out.
Okay, Grandpa. So tell me, what is wrong with Parliament?
Parliament is not as powerful as it should be.
Hey, Grandpa. Now you are talking about power. A moment ago, you said that the President of the Republic is too powerful. Now you want more power for Parliament. Are you not contradicting yourself?
No, there is no contradiction. Don't you people talk about separation of powers in a democracy? What is the purpose of that separation, huh?
Separation of powers serves the purpose of checks and balances so that one arm of the state does not usurp the power of the other arms of the state.
Exactly, my son. Checks and balances. That's the proper phrase. Now tell me, when the president appoints the majority of his ministers from parliament, how can parliament serve as a check on the executive?
So, Grandpa, you are saying that parliament is not independent enough because the president appoints ministers from parliament?
Exactly. In effect, it makes parliament play second fiddle to the executive.
Is that to say that parliament cannot be an effective check on the executive, Grandpa?
What else can that mean, my son? The parliament of this nation needs to be more powerful. It must be completely independent of the executive.
You are right, Grandpa. I think I agree with you on this one. Parliament needs to be truly independent to play its watchdog role.
There is something else about our parliament that needs to change, but I'll wait till we get there.
Okay, Grandpa. So what else is wrong with our democracy? You mentioned the power of the president and the independence of parliament. What else is wrong?
Political parties.
Political parties, Grandpa? In that case, everything about our democracy is wrong.
This nation depends almost entirely on political parties for the development of its economy. That is not good enough.
But Grandpa, that is the role of political parties in a democracy. How can anything be wrong with that?
The real problem is that political parties have not played this role well. The state has given them a role to play, but they have not played that role to the satisfaction of the people. Yet we keep them in that role. That is not good at all.
Grandpa, how can you say that our political parties have not played their roles well?
Where is the evidence?
Evidence? You ask for evidence?
You are in the city, so you should have the evidence. Look at the economy of this nation. How well has it performed across all the years of our democracy?
You have a point there, Grandpa. I think that in many ways, our political parties have not managed the economy of this nation well.
And you know why that is so?
I'm listening, Grandpa. I have no idea.
It's because our political parties are concerned with seeking and retaining political power first and foremost. That is what the energy is focused on. Thinking about the people comes second.
You've made a serious point, Grandpa. Political parties have to seek power first before they govern. It is not surprising if that is their foremost preoccupation. Is it not absurd, therefore, that we allow political parties to run the economy almost exclusively?
I think you are right, Grandpa. In football parlance, our political parties play the role of coach, referee, and player. So if their focus is on something else, then the development of our economy will suffer.
Exactly, my son. And that is why we should not allow them to play that all-in-one role in the development of our economy.
Now, do you want to know the next thing that could be better in this democracy?
Yes, Grandpa. The next thing that must improve in this democracy is the district assembly system. I think it is weak.
Weak? No. Our local governance system is a model for much of Africa. How can it be weak?
It is weak, my son. It is weak. It has very little capacity to execute its mandate of delivering development to their districts.
Little capacity? I don't understand, Grandpa.
Yes, little capacity in terms of financial and human resources.
But there's the District Assembly Common Fund. How can you talk about little financial capacity?
Indeed, there is. But tell me, with the Common Fund in place, how well have many of the district assemblies performed?
The poor and deteriorating state of many of our towns and villages is the evidence you need.
Grandpa, I didn't know you were so politically alive. I'd never looked at our democracy in this way.
That is why I'm glad that you came to visit me at this time. I have been dying to tell my observations to you. I didn't want to go down the grave with these observations. But let's continue. There's yet one more thing that needs to improve.
Okay, Grandpa, let's hear it.
But governments do not pull the population along with them.
What? What is this pooling you are talking about?
Oh, I thought this would be easy to grasp. Now answer me. What role does the general population play in the development of the nation?
Role? Is the general population required to play any role in development?
It is the responsibility of the government to develop the nation. The population expects that. All that the people need to do is to pay tax, and that's it.
That's exactly what is happening. The government says, I can do all, I will do all. And the people say, do it and let's see, isn't it?
Something like that. But can anything be done about that? I don't see it. Have you considered what can be achieved if our population worked in tandem with our governments? Not really, Grandpa. Let me tell you, we should make all citizens feel that they have important parts to play in moving this country forward. This is clearly lacking in this nation. That needs to change. So you are saying that apart from paying taxes, the citizens could be more involved in the development of this nation? Yes, my son. And I'm also saying that the responsibility lies with our governments to pull the population along in that direction. Anything short is a serious flaw in our democracy. Okay, Grandpa, now what is the next issue? Hey, wake up, my son. I said 5 issues, and I've already outlined my case for change. Already? Gosh, I lost track, Grandpa. Now let me see if I can recollect the 5 issues. You said that our president is too powerful, and that, in your opinion, is a recipe for corruption and abuse of power. You said also that Parliament cannot perform its watchdog role on the executive because it is not independent enough. And you also accused our political parties of not properly playing the roles assigned to them, adding that this has led to the mismanagement of our economy. Is that right? Yes, that is so. Then you said that our district assembly system is weak, both financially and technically. You said that as a result, the district assembly system does not have the capacity to deliver development to the districts. Yes, well done. But there is one more left. Yes. You said that the government has the responsibility to pull the population along and get it to play a more active role in the development of this nation. Bravo, my son. You have clearly shown that you were paying attention. How could I not pay attention, Grandpa? Listening to you is a great privilege. But I'm wondering how the flaws you have pointed out can be addressed. What must be done? I think we need to make changes in 8 broad areas, my son. 8 areas, Grandpa. Which are these? First, we must defuse the excessive power of the president by separating his dual role of president of the republic and head of state. You mean the president of the republic should not be head of state? Exactly. I think there should be a separate president of the republic and a separate head of state. And why is that necessary? All over the world, most presidents are also heads of state. Grandpa, you are bringing up something from Mars. My son, our people advise us not to drink the soup before the fufu is ready. Be patient. I will clearly explain to you every change I'm suggesting. Now, let's just list the changes we need, and then we take things from there, step by step. Okay, Grandpa. Sorry. It's just that I was a little taken aback by your suggestion. May I proceed? Okay. Now, the next thing that needs to happen is to make the head of state position reside in the body called the State Council. So, you are saying, Grandpa, that the head of state position should not be given to a single individual? Exactly that, my son. And I'll explain why that should be so. Okay, so what's the next change? You seem to be in a hurry, my son. Are you tired already? No, I'm not tired. I'm just eager to know what you have up your sleeves. But Grandpa, I am stronger than you are. How can I be tired when you are not? Okay then, let's continue. Next change. You must completely separate the functions of Parliament from those of the executive. Parliament must be truly independent of the executive arm of the state. What are you suggesting, Grandpa? That a member of Parliament should be a member of Parliament only, and nothing else. Oh, you are saying that members of Parliament should not be ministers of state, is that it? You are brilliant, my son. Now you are waking up. That's exactly what I'm saying. But Grandpa, don't run ahead of me. I will explain at the right time. Okay, I will wait. I was only a little curious. Please continue, Grandpa. I'm sure you protest vehemently against the next change needed in our democracy. I think we should keep political parties out of Parliament. Oh, Grandpa, please don't give me a heart attack. How do you intend to keep political parties out of Parliament? By vesting the district, municipal, and metropolitan assemblies with the power to elect members of Parliament from the assemblies. Are you saying we should not allow political parties to sponsor their members to Parliament as pertains now? You got it, my son. but hold your protestations till later. You will soon understand. Oh, Grandpa, you are pushing too many things for later. I may forget what I want to say. Don't worry, you won't forget. I like to do things in their proper order. Let's list the changes that are needed, and then we can go into the details.
Agreed?
Okay, Grandpa, if you say so. Now, the next change is closely related to the one I just mentioned. Okay, what is it, Grandpa? That any person who seeks to be a member of parliament should first serve in the district, municipal, or metropolitan assembly. I have no comment on this one, Grandpa. Okay then, let's go to the next change. The state should not allow political parties to be in complete control of the national economy. Are you suggesting, Grandpa, that we should not allow political parties to plan, execute, and monitor the development of this nation? We should not allow them. I think they've done a poor job at that. That's a tough one, but I believe you have strong reasons to back this suggestion. You have so far made 6 suggested changes to a democracy. What are the other 2? Next, the district assembly system should be restructured. You want the district assemblies restructured, and to what purpose? To remove the present weakness and enable the assemblies to deliver real development to the districts. Grandpa, I hear you. The last one is simple. The gap between the state and her citizens should be bridged. Is it the same as saying the state should pull the people along to play a more active role in development? Yes, my son, exactly. Grandpa, these are serious changes you've suggested. However, they are very controversial. Don't you think so? No doubt they are, but controversy is not necessarily bad. Not bad. How do you mean, Grandpa? Being controversial means that you stimulate discussion. And you hope that discussion will lead to a sharpening of these ideas? Not just that, it could also lead to the crafting of a better system of governance for this nation. But Grandpa, the democracy being practiced in this nation has historical antecedents and is being practiced in many countries. Agreed, my son. But is this democracy serving our nation well? How do you mean, Grandpa? How is this democracy improving the lives of our citizens? How is it fighting corruption? How is this democracy bridging the gap between the poor and the rich? Tell me, my son. The only thing this democracy has done well is to create a strong power center that allows the political party ruling at any time to manipulate the state in its favor to the exclusion of the mass of the people. Why are we clinging to this democracy like a drowning man to straw? Grandpa, you are suggesting that we craft our own form of democracy based on the changes you have mentioned. True? True. The people of this country can use these suggested changes as the building blocks. Let these ideas be discussed and refined until we come up with our own form of democracy, one that truly works for the nation and her people. I see. And who knows, my son, if you do a good job, our democracy could be a model for the whole of Africa. You are right, Grandpa. Ghana has always been the trailblazer for much of Africa. This marks the end of part 1. Stay tuned for part 2, which is titled The Toxic Duality. Thanks for listening. Thank you.